Good morning. Welcome to worship, those of you joining us online, those of you here in the sanctuary, as we celebrate a lot today. We celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, or as some, I heard someone put it recently, the day Jesus started working from home. We are also celebrating our friends who are celebrating and affirming their baptism. We join together with Dalen, Matilda, and Eli as they affirm their faith on this Confirmation Sunday. So that's an exciting thing too. I have a few announcements I want to make, one of which is that, of course, when you celebrate, you have a party. So I want to invite all of you to join us in the social hall following worship this Sunday for a party celebrating Dalen and Eli and Matilda and their affirmation of their baptism. I also want to give a big thanks to the family of Cliff Holmes. We had Cliff's homegoing party on Friday, his funeral on Friday, and his family was generous enough to donate these beautiful flowers you see up here and out in the social hall to Christ the King. A couple of more announcements. We're looking forward to a different kind of celebration, our congregational picnic on June 4th, and we're still in need of someone to man the grill, someone to help make that food for us to eat. So if you, there's more information about that in the back of your bulletin, so I encourage you, if you're handy with a little fire, to sign up. Also, Veep is very much in need, as always, of many things, but in particular right now they have a need for baby items, diapers, and of all sizes, and wipes. So when you are making that Target run this week, grab a pack of diapers, drop them off over here, and so we can hand them over to the folks at Veep. Let's take some time now to center ourselves, our minds, and our hearts, and prepare for this celebration. Prepare for our worship by enjoying the beautiful music of our choir.
Vium, baby, your day, your mongo, where to? Wonderful.
I want to invite you all to stand. Please turn and face the font as we have our call to worship and we remember and recall and celebrate by saying, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates, saves, and sends us with love that lives forever. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we give thanks for the great exchange, the mercy and forgiveness that wrap our true selves in sacred belonging and purpose.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
For a word at the dawn of creation, which spoke water and life into being, we say thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
For the great flood that revealed nature's power and God's commitment to life after death, we say thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
For the river that carried Moses safely, building a bridge between mothers and nations, we say
thanks be to God. Alleluia.
For the rock split open in the desert, spilling water for those thirsting for freedom, we say
thanks be to God. Alleluia.
For the one who turned water to wine and met a woman at the well with living water, we say thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
For the gift of holy baptism, which declares there are no more God-forsaken places, and nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. God of life, we rejoice with the waters that cover creation. Our songs of praise echo their dancing tides and streams. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this community and all of creation. Cleanse our fears, drown our divisions, give us mercy and grace to drink, so that our whole lives are signs of death defeated and thirst quenched, thanks to the risen Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together hymn 393, a hymn of glory. Let us sing.
Thank you.
grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Dear friends, today we gather together as give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these people, these three young people who are one with us in the body of Christ, and today are making public affirmation of their baptism. They are claiming their faith for themselves. In a moment, they'll be sharing their faith commitments, their faith statements, where they speak about the faith as they understand it, about the ways that they seek to live, and about the ways that they are in turn rejecting. As we do this ritual of claiming this precious thing that God gives us through the Spirit called faith.
I present Eli Jones, Dalen Schuller, and Matilda Sears, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism.
Chris has been with them this last year and has walked with them as a confirmation sponsor and learned with them and prayed along with them, and it is a joy to receive her recommendation for them today in their presentation. Let us all pray together our prayer, which will be up here, this presentation prayer. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these siblings, whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself. Enlighten them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourish them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. You may be seated, and I want to invite the kids up for a special children's message this morning with our confirmands. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So we had a special thing happen just before worship today. How many of you got to go outside and see the butterflies take off? What did you notice? What happened? Where did they go? Tell me about it, because I didn't get to see it. They flew over to the flowers. Nice. What colors were the butterflies? I didn't even get to see that much. Orange, white, and black. Oh, nice. Nice. So today, we celebrate on this day a special thing in the church here where we call it Ascension. And it's where Jesus heads up to heaven. After he's been crucified, after the time that he's been away, Jesus heads up to heaven, and as Jesus is going, it's kind of like a butterfly flying away up into the air. But that's not the only thing we're celebrating today. We're also celebrating somebodies else who are also kind of raising up within our community. And these are our three confirmands here, as you can see. So they're doing something today that we call confirmation or also affirmation of baptism. Do you know what those words mean? What does confirmation mean? Does anybody have any idea? Any of our other confirmation students, do you know what that means? All right. What are we doing? Yeah, so they're talking about their faith. They're confirming their faith. So confirm means to like say, yeah, that's definitely true. So if that's like you telling me about the butterflies and saying they're red and white and black, and me saying, all right, now do we have pictures to confirm that? We'll see if your words are right. We're going to confirm and make sure that's true. And that's one thing that we do today is they were all baptized. But they haven't, when they were baptized, these three confirmands, they were just babies. They were young. And they didn't speak for themselves. Their parents and their sponsors spoke for them.
But today, they're going to confirm what happened there and speak for themselves. They're also affirming. You know what an affirmation is? What's an affirmation? That's a little bit different of a word. What does it mean if somebody gives you an affirmation? Say affirmative. You know what that word means? It means like a yes? Yeah. So an affirmation is something that we can give people that makes them feel good. It's saying a yes. And today, what we're going to do is we're going to also, as a community, affirm these three folks, Eli and Matilda and Dalen here, in their faith. Because they're going to share their faith statements, and then we're all going to say yes for them. We're going to pray for them, and we're going to say, yes, we hear what you have to say, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate you, and we care about you, and we're excited for you as you take on this faith challenge, this faith commitment for yourself, this journey of faith that you are walking now on your own terms. And we're excited for you for that. And so we're going to say, yes, we affirm you in that. And the whole community is going to get to affirm them in prayer. And so after they share, and they're going to share some words as they talk about their faith, we're going to do some prayers up here in the front. And then after that, we're all going to gather around in the middle of our sanctuary. We're all going to circle up, and we're going to do that affirmation part. We're going to pray for them, and we're going to say, yes, God, you are with these people. You are special with them. You are amazing in them, and we thank you for them. Now, there's one other special thing that I wanted to point out and have you look at today. They each have a little extra color on them today. Do you notice what they're wearing? They're wearing their stoles. And so this is a sign of God's blessing on them in baptism. And it's a sign of how that blessing has come out in themselves. They each decorated those with their own special things. What do you notice? I want you to ask each one of them about something on their stole. So pick something out that you see on their stole. There's a story behind everything on there. So you get to pick. You point at something on there and say, tell me about that. Why'd you put that on there? Yeah. All right. What about on Matilda's? So Matilda Sears like the store. Nice. And Dalen's got a lot of things. They're a little faint. They faded a little bit the days since we put them on. But if you want to come up here and check out, he's got lots of little things up here. What do you want to know about? There we go. So each a little bit of special uniqueness, part of what makes them unique, whether it's friends that Dalen's made online through gaming or being like the store and forever connected to the Sears stores or the love of football and the Seattle Seahawks. Those are all things that make these three folks unique, and God makes each of us unique and blesses us with that uniqueness. So let's pray together, and then we'll continue on and keep going with our confirmation and affirmation of faith today. Let's pray. And I invite you, this will be a repeat after me. So, dear God, we give you thanks.
We give you thanks.
For Dalen, for Matilda, like the store. Sears, yeah, that's it. And for Eli, for how unique they are, for the faith that is in them. And for the way you raise them up. Jesus, in your holy name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can head back to your seats. And thank you, confirmands. You can head back with your families as we continue with reading of the word. Yeah.
A reading from Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what are the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fulfillment of him who fills all in all. Word of God, word of life.
This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 11 and to those with him, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus blesses his disciples on that day of ascension. He says, "You are witnesses of these things." And that's what I invite our three confirmants to come up and share with us now. Come on up. A quick sit with your families. Come on up now. As they're going to share their witness, the way that they've experienced their faith, come to understand it. They're going to share how they have learned to talk about and understand some of the problems with the world. For one of the things that we do in this confirmation service is reject sin and the devil and all the forces that defy God. They will speak a little bit about how they are doing that in their faith statement. They are grounding themselves in a word of Scripture. And they are also committing to continue a life of faith. And their faith statement has in it a hint of those commitments, some looking into the future and a desiring and a dreaming about where they see their faith taking them. And I invite you, Eli, to come and share yours first.
Hi, My name is Eli Jones, and the verse I picked for you today is Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. I feel this verse relates to community, which is what my journey of faith means to me. I've been coming to this church since 2008, and as I've spent my time here, I've grown closer to this community, which has strengthened me as a person and a child of God. I've been in the nursery, in worship, Sunday school, WOW, VBS, kids choir, confirmation, talent shows, and I've climbed the top of that evergreen on the front lawn. I've participated in community meals, families moving forward, Sugar Creek, fundraisers, park cleanups, community garden, lock-ins, Christmas programs, nights out, and music festivals. I've caught flying pancakes, played Romans and Christians, carried the cross, stuffed Easter eggs, rolled bandages, trunked and treated, read scriptures and prayers, served communion on my scooter, packed manna packs for starving children, stood in the space of George Floyd, and now I stand before you ready to confess my faith. These things all have one thing in common. I didn't do them alone. With the exception of the evergreen tree, that was a one-man job. God was in these things. You were in these things. I did these things in community, in relationship with you, and in relationship with God. Community is a group of people with common beliefs, people that love and respect one another, just like Jesus has taught us to do. Jesus wants us to care for one another, no matter the circumstances. The important thing that I've learned is that we are all connected, connected to each other, and connected to God. What would life look like without community? Boring, lonely, and empty. I gain most of my knowledge because of the community. I grow because of the community. I know God because of the community. God wants us to be in community with Him and with each other. My faith started in the holy waters of baptism, and it will continue. As I move in my faith journey, I hope to connect closer with God, but like anything that is important to me, it will require my attention to grow. I will surround myself with faithful people, love, listen, learn, and share. I plan to dedicate more time to being in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. As I progress in my faith, I hope to keep this community close and by my side because of the support you have given me already and the support I believe will continue. Thank you, and thanks be to God.
All right, thank you, Eli. I want to invite Dalen to share.
Hello, I am Dalen, and this is my faith statement. Someone might ask, who is Jesus to you? He is someone who cares and loves me and accepts me for who I am. I know he cares for me because back in 2020, on Christmas morning, I had to go to the hospital, and I was diagnosed with diabetes, and then I was stuck in the hospital for 7 days. I thought I was going to die because of how bad of a condition I was, but Jesus was there with me and helped me through it all, and now I'm here. Someone might also ask, what difference has Jesus made in your life? In my life, he has made a difference by always being there, watching over me, and loving me. And he gave me a future, and because of that, I'm here today. By giving me a future, he gave all of us a future, sacrificing himself so we could live. One Bible verse that is meaningful to me is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans for your well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now I'm going to talk about rejecting sin, evil, and all the forces that defy God. To me, evil isn't always someone. It could be a disease or a chair if you stub your toe or break an arm. It isn't always someone that is the evil. I have rejected those forces by trying to be nice to everyone I meet, and every time someone pushes me down, I try to get back up and not let it defy me. I used to have a bully, a long time ago, realized that if I ignored them, that they would just, that it, and it couldn't get to me, they couldn't get a reaction out of me. And so they stopped, and they don't really bother me anymore. My journey and how I will grow? I will commit to growing by trying to be complete with what I have. With a good meal, I will be full. In self-understanding, I'm going to understand my diabetes better, as it is a part of me, and if I understand it, I can understand me. With the diabetes community, I'll be helping people with need, when needed or wanted. With my faith, I will help people that are weak or cannot stand up for themselves, so that no one has to be scared again. With my people, if I cannot do something, I will ask for help from them and help them if they need to. What I mean by my people is my friends, my family, and anyone I trust, because those are my people. Thanks for listening. That is my faith statement.
And Matilda.
Sorry if I seem a little nervous. There is just a lot of people here. But to me, that's a good thing because it means the people here care about me and my fellow confirmants. Be very sure now, you who have been trained to a self-sufficient maturity, that you enter into a generous common life with those who have trained you, sharing all the good things that you have and experience. Galatians 6:6. I believe in Jesus Christ because there are things in this world that science just could not explain. And sometimes you just know. Like when a big thing in my life happens, whether good or bad, I get this feeling like something or someone is watching out for me, whether it be God or Jesus or my family in heaven. Like when I was in fourth grade, my uncle passed away. It was the hardest death I've had to deal with. When I found out, I had crocodile tears. Then I didn't cry the whole week we were there for the funeral. Until the night before we left, and I cried. I don't understand why I hadn't cried the whole time, even at the funeral. I didn't cry. I was in so much shock, I couldn't cry. The last night we were there, I was with my grandparents. But I was crying and freaking out so much, my grandpa drove me back to my aunt's house. I went down to the guest room at my aunt's house to go to bed, but I couldn't sleep just yet, so I crept upstairs to see what the adults were doing. And there they were at 1 a.m, huddled around my cousin who was getting a tattoo in honor of his dad. And I recently found out that my uncle was only a type of crazy with me, and looking back on the memory of my cousin getting the tattoo, I knew my uncle had been looking down on me saying, "Miss Matilda, what are you doing? You want a tattoo too? We can get a big one for you, right, of Cinderella, right on your arm." Then I just see Jesus shaking his head. That was the moment I knew there was someone looking down on me, and that there would be always someone looking down on me. Jesus, for me, is someone who watches over and protects me and the citizens of Earth. Honestly, when I was little, I didn't like going to Sunday school. The only part I liked was seeing my friends, who are all grown up, as am I. And in the years I've grown up, a lot. All of the growing up I did involved Jesus. Learning how to cope with COVID and dealing with a new school was hard. Losing family was hard. Dealing with anxiety was hard. But through it all, I had one constant: the church, God, and Jesus. No matter how many times I wanted to give up, no matter how many panic attacks or breakdowns I had, there was always someone there. I'm a teenage girl in 2023. Sometimes I can be an evil force, but just a tiny one. I would never ever want to become someone really evil. Evil, bad, horrible. There are so many debates on what makes a person those things. But to me, being that way is someone who pushes others down to lift themselves up. Someone who hurts whoever they want with no remorse. That is someone who is bad. If you make mistakes, whatever, it means you're human. If I reject these forces by not becoming consumed by them or giving into them, I intend to live out my faith by seeing the world God created, knowing the languages God made, and understanding the feelings I feel. I intend to live the life God gave to the fullest and not give up no matter how hard it gets, because I haven't hugged all the puppies of the world yet. Thank you.
Well, thank you, all three of you, for sharing those personal words and vulnerability with us this morning. Now let us sing together our hymn of the day, "Will You Come and Follow Me?" Invite our confirmants to come forward. And I ask you now as one, and I invite the congregation to join with them in this. As we profess together as one faith in Christ Jesus, as we together reject sin and confess the faith of the church. So I ask you, do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, say, "I renounce them."
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, say, "I renounce them."
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, "I renounce them."
I renounce them.
I ask you, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Now you have made a public profession of your faith. I ask you, do you intend to continue in the covenant that God made with you in holy baptism? Do you intend to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? And I invite you three to say, if you do, say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support these siblings and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, say, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We do.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
I want to invite you to kneel at the rail by your by where your name is. And I want to invite the families of these confirmands, if you want to come up and join us for this part, I invite you to do so. Holy God, stir up in Elijah the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Stir up in Matilda the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Stir up in Dalen the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
So at your spots on the rail, there is a certificate marking today, and there's also a prayer shawl that I want to invite you to wrap around your shoulders now, as it represents the prayers of this congregation, prayers which we are going to wrap you in momentarily.
So
I want you to stand up. Come join us in the middle of the sanctuary, and I want to invite the congregation to circle around them as we do so.
Just make a little circle here. Perfect. Wonderful. And everyone, please come forward. Put your hands, as you can, on these confirmands or on the shoulders of the person in front of you. If you're too far, it's too easy. Lift a hand. Raise a hand towards this group. And join me in this prayer. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth. Cleanse us from sin and raise us to eternal life. We rejoice together with Dalen, Elijah, and Matilda in the life of baptism. Bless them in their journeys and strengthen our bonds. And together we will give thanks and praise to you, O God, and proclaim your good news to all the world. Amen. Now may the peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding, be with you all.
And also with you.
Let's celebrate these confirmands and share God's peace with one another. All right, you guys. Good job.
Now let us continue with a time of prayer.
United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Ever-present God, root your church firmly in you. Let us neither become entranced, staring up in the heavens, nor distraught by the suffering of the world. Teach us to see you in every face, every place, and every moment. Especially, we pray for Reverend Philip and Lou Marie Knudsen in South Africa, our sister in China, the Peace Center for the Blind, and Pastor Jeff and Miriam Nellermo. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of the cosmos, you cradle creation in your loving arms and anoint it with the signs of your presence. In the budding of the flowers, the birth of babies, and the formations of the land and sky, reveal your abundant life. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Eternal God, your reign is above us, around us, beneath us, and beside us. As you rule the cosmos with justice and mercy, pour out your spirit upon those in authority, especially those that serve in government offices, that they serve you with humility and justice for all. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of companionship, provide clarity and direction for those experiencing life transitions and births and deaths, new employment and new relationships, divorce and departures. We pray for those receiving new diagnosis or undergoing treatment for illness or injury. We especially pray for Paulette, Lois, Jim, Arlene, Jaden, Pat, Jackie, Jason, Sean, Molly, Brian, Diane, Isaac, Ryan, Kim, Stephanie, Don, Edward, Chloe, Dana, Marianne, Sandy, Libby, Jake, and Eric Carlson, and all who are homebound. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. And Panton's God, in you we live, move, and have our being. Draw us closer to you and clothe us in your power. Encourage those preparing for baptism, those affirming their baptism, and all who are assuming new roles in this congregation ministries. Especially encourage Eli, Dalen, Matilda, and today and every day. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Rejoicing in the God of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Now is the time in our time together where we give of our gifts, and also where I want to take the opportunity to give thanks to you for your unending support of the ministries of this community of faith, of your contributions, both financially, spiritually, of your time, and of your talents. And this is also a time not only where we give of our gifts, but prepare for the gift which we receive in the meal at the table.
Hallelujah.
I invite you now to please rise as you are able or comfortable. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of your Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you send to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you now to rise as you are able to receive this blessing. The God of all who raised Jesus from the dead, bless you by the power of the Holy Spirit to live in this new creation. Amen. Let's sing, "Go to the World," our sending hymn.
Go in peace and serve the risen one.
Thanks be to God.